So last year, on winter time, I received a call from nursing home in Dindali. 3 a.m. in the morning was so freezing. And then they called, "Father, this is one of the residents almost going to the Lord. So she needs viaticum, food for the journey." So I just drove up to Dindali. And then I saw that lady, an old lady, lie on bed. Her mouth was opened. And I look at her, no word. And her husband was there, start to cry. So I just give the Holy Communion, the anointing, and then give the Holy Communion to her. After she received, she closed her mouth, reached her hand to my hand, and gone. That was beautiful death. And then after that, I was just reflecting that every human person, we are longing for the bread from heaven, the viaticum. So the viaticum not only that in the last day of our life, but viaticum should be the journey every day in our life. It is a viaticum. We need to receive the bread from heaven as a journey in this life. The viaticum, this is the sustaining food, the food that far greater than the staple food. This is the bread that guarantees eternal life. So when Jesus, in the chapter 6 of John's Gospel, start to talk to his people about the bread of life, they would immediately thinking of the manna in the desert. The first century, second century, they would know exactly. So this is the one that we are waiting for. When Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," their mind just clicking back in the old time. They are waiting for new Messiah who will give them new manna from heaven. So Jesus, even in the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Give us our daily bread." But in the classical Greek, so the word "give us our daily bread," it's not that like in English translation. It means some of the really fundamental meaning of it. So it says, ton aton ton epiousion. It means give us super substantial bread. So Jesus not asking us just give us a simple bread. No, he refers us, "God, please give us Jesus every day for our viaticum, for the journey of our life." So look at Jesus even refers to himself as a food of our journey. That's why when this translation to Latin, Saint Jerome, even at the time, people would really have to understand this. Why did Saint Jerome translate this, "Give us our daily bread," to be panem super substantianum? Panem is a bread. So super substantianum means substantial bread. So this is the highly bread, the super bread. Bread that has been transubstantiated to the body and blood of Christ. So when Jesus says to his people, "I am the bread of life, I am the new manna from heaven," that Israelites really click in their mind, because they know for sure this manna that they are waiting for. So new manna from heaven, we look in the story, when they're in the desert, they would take with them the Ark of the Covenant. And in the Ark of the Covenant, it's always contained three things, right? That is manna and then Mosaic law, Moses law. So two tablets. Then also one things of the Aaron rope. So when we look at this even, so when we look at the tabernacle, now, in this tabernacle, the new tabernacle, we have true manna from heaven, that we have the living bread, that we have the very self of Jesus. Jesus, God the Father, desires to have a close and a relationship with us, a personal and loving relationship with us. Only one thing he asking each one to do, just to allowing him to reign in our heart. Sometimes in our spiritual life, in our journey, we eat the wrong food. Anyone want to have a good body, they have to eat a certain food, diet. But sometimes we eat junk food that make us sick. The question for us to be raised, what is it? What is the junk food for your spiritual life? What is the junk food for your soul? It might be addiction. It might be in the form of unforgiveness. It might be different addiction, different form. Maybe money, maybe pleasure, maybe power. That is the junk food of soul. You might think, like Israelites, even after they received the manna in the desert, full bread from heaven, but they still thinking in the long past of their life in Egypt. They're still thinking, better Moses, better we just went back to Israel, to Egypt, so that we can have three meals in Egypt, rather than here we just received manna. We are hungry. Ourselves sometimes, we longing, drag us back into the old habit. But Jesus invite each one of us to only have him. Only him can satisfy our soul. Yes, we need money in our life, but some people really focus just on money. Yes, money can buy us a house, for sure, but money can't buy us a home. Money can helping us with the education, but money can't give us a wisdom. Money can buy us really good bed so we can sleep, but money can't buy us a restful sleep. What is to make us really happy in life? Jesus invites us to have his own body, his own blood. And each time when we come to celebrate Mass, this is the spiritual food of our soul. And we need to allowing him to touch us, especially touch us to stop eating the junk food of our soul. Whatever it might be, you know yours for sure, and I could see in myself too. Some of the junk food for my soul, maybe in the part of the brokenness, maybe unforgiveness, maybe in a relationship. But Jesus invite us today, come to me. I am the bread of life. Eat my flesh so that you will have life in you. So my friend, so let us allow Jesus to come to us. Let us ask him to touch us, especially in the area of burden, in the pattern of sinfulness in our life, whatever form it might be. Sin always
take us. It seems like it's really good, but they never satisfied our soul. Only Jesus, and only in Him, we can experience eternal joy. So let us be grateful in this beautiful Mass, asking Jesus to increase our faith so that we can experience Him fully in our life. Bless His name.